down the emergency stockpiles. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden announcing Wednesday the U.S. will pump another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves in December, hoping to lower gas prices now. The president insisting his order, less than 3 weeks before the midterm elections, is not political.
It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on, and that is making sure there's enough oil that's being pumped by the companies so that we have the ability to be able to produce enough gas that we need here at home.
Mr. Biden says the reserves are still half full and they'll start filling them again when crude oil prices drop. The federal government has awarded nearly $3 billion in grants to bolster domestic production of electric vehicle batteries.
The president says the grants that hundreds applied for, but only 20 companies got, will process materials and make parts for batteries while bolstering the supply chain. The president says sales of electric vehicles have more than tripled since he took office. By the same token,
with more electric vehicle sales, the demand for batteries and the critical minerals that go into those batteries has grown and is going to continue to grow.
The president says the effort will cut into China's lead in making the EV component. He added Republicans have been critical, but some also want the project for their districts.
Fox's Gernal Scott. 12,000 suspected fentanyl pills were seized at the Los Angeles International Airport Wednesday, disturbingly packed in candy boxes. The suspected drug courier fled, but police say they know who they're looking for. The L.A. Sheriff's Department says parents need to carefully check their kids' Halloween candy. Former President Trump answered questions under oath Wednesday in a lawsuit filed by a magazine columnist who says he raped her in a department store dressing room more than 25 years ago. Mr. Trump has called the allegation a hoax and a lie. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The IRS says it's doing some tweaking to help Americans deal with inflation.
The IRS has announced for 2023 they are hiking the standard deduction and raising tax bracket thresholds by around 7%. For example, assuming these scenarios use the standard deduction, a single taxpayer making $100,000 would pay almost $14,800 in 2022. But in 2023, they would keep just slightly more than $500 than the year before. If a married couple files jointly with an income of $200,000, they will save $1,015 in 2023. However, some analysts say the move could do exactly the opposite of what the Federal Reserve is trying to accomplish as they continue to raise interest rates to cool inflation. In Washington, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
Oklahoma is preparing to put a child killer to death Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court refusing to stop the execution of Benjamin Cole, convicted of killing his 9-month-old daughter. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection firearms instructor was shot and killed during a training class Wednesday morning at a South Florida gun range. Police aren't saying yet exactly how that happened. In Missouri, the school board and some angry parents are embroiled in a lawsuit over a very controversial online petition.
In the Kansas City suburb of Riverside Park, Missouri, a student at Park Hill South High School was expelled, three others suspended, after they had circulated a petition calling for restarting slavery. The parents of the students involved filed a lawsuit claiming that petition started as bantering between students, some of whom are biracial or black. The district says that petition produced a massive disruption and hundreds of hours were spent counseling upset students. The district has asked a judge to deny the parents' request for an injunction that would let the four students return to school. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.